Talking today with Ben Hale, Western Livestock. Another solid week in the cattle market, Ben. After the Thanksgiving holiday, final markets of 2024, and this week, what, 10,000 head at the Oklahoma National Stockyards?
Yeah, I had 10,400, you know, compared to about 12,300 a year ago. So good numbers, you know, had good weather, had some rain around, wheat growing good, and just, you know, like I was kind of talking before, from 2 weeks ago to where we are today, it is a drastic difference. You know, probably the biggest jump we've seen in my time of doing it, and the highest market by far that we've ever sold on some of these cattle.
What's going on, do you think?
You know, I don't know, Ron. I think it's just a perfect storm for a good market. You know, we just got lots of wheat around there. We got a lot of wheat that we didn't think was going to make, but we got moisture and it stayed warm. You know, we haven't got below freezing, but for the most part, this wheat's still growing. I think it's made a lot more grazing, and therefore these, you know, tighter numbers around, just fewer of them, calves around, just causing a lot of competition to get them bought.
With you know, when you start looking at, you know, yearlings versus calves, so it looks like both sides are really in really strong demand.
Yeah, I mean, we had some of those 7-weight cattle get up in the 290s, you know, that tight 7-weight deal yesterday, and you know, and even those 780s, 267 to 276, and some 790s from up to 273. I mean, these are just numbers we hadn't seen, and really done it in the last couple of weeks. Heifer deal the same way, just and the light calf deal just extremely strong. You know, on some of those 5-weights getting way up on the top side of $3 a pound, and it's just a good. You know, sometimes when you set them in, you got to think, did I just set that in where I thought I did? You know, because it's just hard to believe what's going on, but a good time for the cow-calf guy. You know, he's making some money. The yearling guy, you know, he's kind of croaking what he's having to give, but, you know, hopefully this feeder deal will stay good and we can make some money again another turn. And with the insurance and different things and price protection, the guy can still make some money with them.
So, you know, in the past years, we'd almost call this, it'd be normally earlier in the season, but I almost call it grass fever. And I guess that's maybe a late pasture, a wheat pasture, grass fever type of thing, right?
Yeah, because we're still talking, a lot of guys are wanting calves on the gain, you know, and I just don't know anybody that's got cattle out there sitting that don't have a home for them. Like, you know, a lot of times you'll hear some guys got quite a few cattle they need to turn out, but I'm not hearing much of that right now. You know, so I think everybody's having to buy to get these things turned out.
We're headed for the finish line pretty quick, Ben. What are you hearing from Comanche and Woodward this week on this first week of December?
Well, we've got our special cow sale tonight at Woodward at 6 p.m. Got some good red Angus pairs and black Angus pairs and some bred cows at 6 p.m. Got the world champion Wade Leisch going to be selling it. If you're looking for any of them, it'll be a great opportunity. And they're going to have about 300 or 400 cows today. Peyton's got a big run shaping up for tomorrow. He's catching quite a few. Got 200 calves off one deal in yesterday, and several nice packages of calves and yearlings. And then I think we'll have a pretty good run there Thursday in Woodward as well.
If folks want to talk to you about the market, what's the best way to get a hold of you?
940-631-2333. We'd just like to earn their business and visit with them about it.
Thank you, Ben. Ben Hale with Western Livestock. Their website is westerncommissioncompany.com. They've been owned by the Hale family since 1995. The commission firm in Oklahoma City on Monday, Tuesday. Comanche Livestock on Wednesdays. Woodward on Thursday. And they've also got the sale barn in Knoxville, Iowa. If you want more information, you can call Ben Hale or you can go to the website. Have a great day. Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.